sage schon mal, ich verheiratet mich und verheiratet habe ich auch schon mal. Schneller war es suffig zu mir. A jar that contained wine is from that it became suffix tummy. For example, there were two jars of wine and they were sis hayachin. And we know a sheriff touched one of the two jars causing the wine to become tummy. But we don't know which one of the two jars was touched by the sheriff. Now the portion said that if there was only one jar of truma, and we have a suffix whether the sheriff touched that jar, then it wouldn't be shayach that it would be suffix tummy. The reason being is that we have a clown. Suffix tuma brushes hayachit seiko tame. When we have a suffix tuma in a brushes hayachit in a private domain, the suffix is ruled as being tame, as if it's for sure tame. This is a verita kazu. And if you have a suffix tuma in a brushes harabim, then it would be suffix tam. So therefore, you never have a case where something is suffix tame. And if the suffix was in a brushes hayachit, then it would be ruled as being definitely tummy. And if the suffix was in a rishus harabim in the public domain, it would be ruled as being definitely tar. So when do we have a case that something is suffix tummy? So therefore, the Mephorshim say we're talking about a case where there are two jars of wine in the rishus hayachin, and the sheriff touched one of the two. So since we know for sure that one of the two jars is definitely tar, we do not have the rule that suffix tuma versus hayachis speko tame. We don't rule it in this case as being definitely tame, since we know for sure one of them is tar. So that's the case that we're talking about. Well, we have two jars of wine, and both of them are suffix whether it's tame or not. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im ha'isa munecha b'malkom turfa, yanichena b'malkom ha'mutzuna, im ha'isa magula yichasena. Rabbi Eliezer said, if these two jars of wine are truma, we're in a place that is exposed, that where it could easily become tame vadan. In such a case, you should take those two jars of wine and put it in a place that is not exposed so that they should not become tame vadai. And if the jars of wine are uncovered, you should go ahead and cover them. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though these two jars of wine are suffix tame, and therefore it would be forbidden for a kohen to drink the wine, a truma that is suffix tame is forbidden to be drunk by the coin. Even so, you should not cause them to become tame vadai, to be definitely tame. You have to do all you could that it should not become tame vadai, as according to Rabbi Eliezer. Just like there is a mitzvah to protect truma that is tar from becoming tame, so too it is a mitzvah to protect truma that is suffix tame from becoming vadai tame. But Rabbi Yeshua, amen. Im ha'isa munecha b'makom mutzna, yanichena b'makom torfa, v'im ha'isa mechusa yigalena. Rabbi Yeshua holds the exact opposite. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when you have truma that is suffix tame, if the truma is resting in a place that's not exposed, you should go out and put it in a place that is exposed. And if the truma is covered, you should uncover it. And you should go ahead and actively try to cause the truma to become tamei vada. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though there is a mitzvah to protect truma that is tar from becoming tamei, but truma that's anyway suffix tamei, and therefore anyway the kohen cannot drink the truma, there is no mitzvah to protect it. Instead, you should try to cause it to become tamei vada. Reason being is that truma, which is tummy, could be used for zila, for sprinkling it around the house. And that's what they used to do with wine. It was not fit for drinking. They would sprinkle it around the house. And that was considered a valid usage for wine that was not fit for drinking. But wine and truma, which is suffix tummy, you cannot use it for sprinkling. And maybe the wine is tar. And wine that is tar can only be used for drinking. A truma can only be used for eating, drinking, or if it's oil to smear it on your body, not for other usages. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's better to cause the yain of truma to become tamei vadai, and that way you can at least use it for zila. Now, even though you can't go ahead and be metamei if you die, you can't go ahead and actually be metamei, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to put it in a place where will memela become tamei. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Ayechadesh Ba'adav. Rabbi Gamliel said, if you have wine that is suffix tamei, you shouldn't do anything new to it. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer that there's a mitzvah to protect wine that is suffix tame. But he also doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshua that you should go ahead and actively try to cause it to become tame Instead, according to Rabbi Gamliel, we should leave it where it is. And if it does become tummy, that's okay. We shouldn't go ahead and put it in an exposed place where a woman may have become tummy. Somebody who has a jar of wine of truma in the upper part of the wine press, and the jar broke, and in the lower part of the wine press, he has wine which is not truma, and that wine is tummy. And the way the wine press worked was, they would press the grapes in the upper part of the wine press, and then the wine would run down to the lower part of the wine press. And now that the jar of wine of truma broke, that wine is going to run down to the lower part of the wine press and get mixed in with the wine that is tummy. And in this case, the wine of truma will be more than 1% of the mixture and will not be buckled. So therefore, all the wine will be mituma, will have a din of truma. And since the wine in the lower part of the wine press is tame, it will be mitame the truma. And the entire mixture will have a din of truma tmea, which is forbidden to be drunk, even by a kohen. So it will be a big loss for the person who owns the wine. So he wants to stop the wine of truma from running down and getting mixed in with the wine of chulin, which is tame. Now he has jars that are tummy, and if he uses those jars that are tummy to stop the truma from running down and getting mixed in, he can stop all the truma from getting mixed in, as he has enough jars to stop all the truma from getting mixed in and running down to the lower part of the wine press. But since those jars are tummy, if he uses those jars, he'll be mitami the truma. And you have to protect truma from becoming tummy. You're not allowed to be mitami truma. Oda Rabbi Leiza, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both agree that if you could find one jar that is tar, that would allow you to collect one reviyah of wine of truma and to stop it from getting mixed in with the chulin that is tameh, you would be mechuyev to go ahead and find that jar that is tar. Even though by the time you find that jar which is tar, a lot of the wine of truma will have already gotten mixed in with the wine that is tameh, and that would cause you a big loss, as all that wine would have a din of truma tmea. But since you could find one jar that is tar and you could stop one rubiyah of wine of truma from becoming tamei, you're mechuyev to do so, even though it causes you a loss, and you're mechuyev to protect your truma from becoming tamei. Ve'imla, but if you can't even find one jar that is tar, you can't even stop one rubiyah of wine or truma from becoming tamei, as by the time you would get a jar that is tar, all the wine would have already gotten mixed in with the wine that is tummy, and all the wine of truma would have become tummy. So can you go ahead and take your jars that are tummy and collect all the wine of truma and stop it from getting mixed in with the wine that is tummy? And even though you're not allowed to be mitami truma, but in this case, the wine of truma is going to become tummy anyway, as it's soon going to get mixed in with the chulin that is tummy and will become tummy. Rabbi Eliezer, Teret b'titma ba'al yimena b'yadav. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to collect the wine of truma with jars that are tummy. Instead, you have to let the wine of truma run down and get mixed in with the chulin that is tummy. As even though the truma is going to become tummy anyway, you're not allowed to be mitami the truma with your own hands. You're not allowed to take jars that are tummy and be mitami the truma with those jars. Instead, you have to let the truma run down and become tummy by itself, even though that will cause you a big loss. Now, Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Eliezer, as it says in Mishnah Yudal. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in this case, since you cannot even save one reviyah of wine from becoming tummy, and the wine of truma is momentarily going to become tummy anyway, you're allowed to use jars that are tummy and collect the truma before it runs down and gets mixed in with the chulin that is tummy. And since you're about to have a big loss, and anyway the truma is going to become tummy, you can save yourself from that loss by collecting the wine in jars that are tummy before the wine gets mixed in with the chulin that is tummy, that is in the lower part of the wine press.